Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a Thursday, October the 27th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. We're here for the next hour, kind of the warm-up show for Paul Lavoie, who comes up after her with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. Yeah, we're in the Laughlin Mall. He's in Havasu. You heard the number in the intro, 702-298-1063. If you have a question you want to call in, feel free to do so anytime during the program. A couple things in sports for you on our sister station, KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Tonight's Thursday, and we have Thursday night football with the Ravens and the Buccaneers at 4:30. And then tomorrow night we have our Phoenix Suns with the New Orleans Pelicans at 7 o'clock. And then on the AM station tomorrow night, which is 980 AM, we carry Havasu Sports. Right, so the Havasu Fighting Knights will be taking on the Peoria Panthers. That's a 7:45 game. And Steve Greeley, our owner, will bring you all the action. And there could be some more games over the weekend, so I'm going to hold off on that till tomorrow. Do want to remind you, our program each and every day is brought to you by our sponsors. If you visit them, tell them thank you for sponsoring Speak Out 2.0. Like TWA Communications, they're growing in their service area. Yes, is it available in your area? Well, here's what you got to do. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and sign up. Now, you're not saying you're going to pay or anything like that. You're just saying, send me more information. You can also call 888-227-2095. You can also stop by the offices of TWN on Silver Creek Road behind Glam RN. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. Yes, you can shop here, eat here. Then got three restaurants downstairs, a nice little snack store over in a corner. Yeah. Upstairs, everything from a thrift shop to the Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, sunglasses to Rue 21, and five businesses on the front of the building facing Casino Drive. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond, remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. Yes, not a rookie. If you want a new custom floor or new kitchen cabinets or new countertops, he can do it all. Homes, mobile homes, even commercial businesses. Everyone enjoys modern functioning bathrooms and kitchen. See the showroom. Call Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. 788-1000. Yeah, call them up. Tell them you want to see the showroom and you want to ask questions. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, getting ready to expand into Kingman and into Mojave Valley. Yes, you too will be able to have meal prep solutions, which is right now is a big deal. He has one chef all day long that makes the meal prep solutions because so many people come in on Sunday and they get their meals for the whole week. Yeah, some people come down from Kingman and pick them up. Yeah, you want to eat healthy all week. You don't have to go through no drive-through. You just warm it up a little bit and boom, you're ready to go. Check their entire menu at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. And get yourself a good healthy lunch or dinner. All right, now into the studio. And it's just by chance that this is one of the songs on the CD. If you missed them Saturday night, you missed a great concert. Yes, I stood next to our mothership, Mr. Steve Greeley and Tracy were there. My wife and I went, and we saw Hall & Oates, the outdoor arena here. And our guest today for the full hour, he's brave. He came back in, Mr. Mackenzie Covert. How are you, sir?
It's good to be here, Larry.
Good to have you. And did you want to start the show off with a happy birthday to your mom?
Yeah, happy birthday, Mom, Gina Covert at the high school.
Yeah, she's probably not listening.
Probably not.
Probably just a little busy, but maybe she can play it back later. So happy birthday, Gina, the new principal at Mojave High School. Yeah. So how is the world of public information?
The world of public information is very busy. Very busy. Never stops.
And you're still over TV 2 or TV 4, right?
Yes, I am still supervising the TV station.
Yeah. But now, did they replace you as another warm body in there, or?
We're working on it.
Oh, okay.
There will be a TV4 manager, and I will oversee that manager who will oversee the other
staff.
Gotcha.
You going to have that person by the boombox parade?
Yes.
okay.
Right, so we're super excited to be doing this year's Boombox Parade again. We did it last year for the first time, and we thought we did a great job, and we loved the event, and so we're really excited to do it again.
Well, and I think, you know, having three ladies out there talking, you know, I would say calling the action, but describing the parade and everything, worked well.
Yeah, it did, and that was... So that was actually an idea that I had when it was first approached to me. Like, I was like, well, this is a women's council, and this is the first time that we're doing this. I wanted to do something a little different.
Right.
So I went out and sought all female talent for in front of the camera, for on the mics. And we had great talent, right? We had Kim Cool, we had Jackie Jensen, and we had Tina Payton, and they just killed it.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
Well, and they all three have bright personalities, you know, they're not afraid to talk, and so the three of them worked together well, and I thought it sounded good from where I was at with the judges, you know.
Yeah, we really liked having Tina on in front of the camera because she just did such a good job of bringing some personality and some excitement to the broadcast.
I was trying to get Claire to be one of those three, but she said, I got a little baby. I'm not interested in going out there, you know.
Yeah, Claire would do good, too.
Like, yeah.
We love doing stuff with Claire.
Oh, yeah. So what do you have on your list today that you want to discuss for the city of Bullhead City?
All right, so we got a lot of events. So let's start with the past event, right? So last night was our walk away from drugs.
Right.
Okay, put on by the police department. And so, you know, just in case anyone doesn't know, it's like this year was the 15th annual. You know, this is an annual event that we do, you know, just to make a statement, a public statement. And it was a result of, what's her name? There was an incident in 1985. Drug traffickers in Mexico City murdered DEA agent Kiki Camarena.
Right.
And it's ever since that incident that we've decided there, you know, that this national movement started.
The concept of Red Ribbon Week became a national movement after his death, and kind of a way to honor him. And then it was about 15 and a half years ago that Nancy Sinagoga called me and said, you know, we do all these walks in town. Why don't we do a walk away from drugs? Well, the next day I had to be in Kingman for a meeting, and I took Hakem with me. And so on the way up there, I said, you know, Nancy called me, and she's thinking we should do a walk away. He goes, yeah, that'd be a great idea. So we get to Kingman, and they're all impressed that the mayor of Bullhead City came all the way up there for this meeting. And so they asked Jack to stand up and say a couple of things. So we stand, you know, he's not shy. He stood up, and he started talking, and he goes, yeah, we're going to do a walk away from drugs, and we challenge Kingman and Havasu, and we're going to have more people than you do. And I went, what was that? And he sat back down, and I went, So about a week later was National Night Out, when they used to do it at MEC. Mm-hmm. And I went up to Chief Head, the police chief, and I said, hey, you know, Nancy Sinagoga suggested this. And I said, Hakem's already running with it. I said, what do you think if me from the fire department and Lori Duggins and Emily, the three of us, put it together and do this? And he goes, run with it. And I said, okay. And now you saw it last night. I mean, walked around a whole mile and I don't know, 300 or 400 people out there.
Yeah, I love the turnout that shows up. And I you know, so I've been doing that I've been at that event every year for the last, you know, 7, 8, 9 years.
Yeah.
For some reason we always get super lucky with the weather that day. It is always beautiful.
Look at today out there.
Yes.
It's so blowing crazy.
Yeah, so we always get like just gorgeous sunset. And then a huge crowd, right? It's always like at least 150 people. And everyone's wearing red. And I really like the statement that it makes for the community, you know.
Well, and the concept is that with the walk, there's more of us than there is of you drug people. So beware, you know. All these people out there don't want you in our community. So beware, because all these people are watching for you.
Yeah. So in addition to the walk, there's also the 5K, and I've got the names of the winners here.
Good.
Right. So the first female and first overall finisher for last night's 5K was Crystal Offit. Sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. The first youth finisher was Emily Barrett, and the first male finisher was Alejandro Figueroa.
Wow.
Yeah, so
very cool.
So congratulations to them. You can see their picture on the Bullhead City Police Department's Facebook page.
And they go a different direction than the walk.
Yeah, so the walk's a mile and a half, right? And it goes, starts at Ken Fovarg, heads south. They turn right, which would be West.
on
Marina, they turn north again on Highland, east on Hancock, and then they turn south again on Train to get back to the park. The 5K starts out the same way, but they're heading east on Marina, and they go all the way to Lakeside. And then they turn north on Lakeside, east on Hancock, then they go all the way to Highway 95, south on 95, east on or west on Marina, north again on Train. And so by the time they're done, it's a full 5K.
And by the way, he described all that with no notes. Because it's hard when you're talking directions like that, you know, and which way they go. But, yeah, so they ran a nice little, 3.5 miles. And did they get awards or ribbons or something?
So the first place finishers have medals.
Right?
So I can see in like the picture right here that I got that's on the Facebook page right there. They're wearing their medals.
Good.
Yeah, the Bullheads, the SWAT team also ran and they finished really well.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, they got to train. They got to be in shape to protect people.
Exactly. So that was the latest event. Then of course Cornfest over the weekend. I think the people that run the Cornfest are going to want to move the walk away from drugs to Saturday so that you have nice weather on Saturday. Because last Saturday we had the wind blowing at the Cornfest, and it was not the funnest thing.
Did you feel it was bad? I mean, I was there. I felt it was a little bit warm, a little bit breezy, but I didn't, there was concerns. There were a lot of people who expressed concerns, and I didn't feel like the wind got that bad.
Yeah, I guess it did in the afternoon. I left around 2 o'clock, but then I was told the next day that some of our guys were holding down our easy up, so they didn't take off. So, yeah, it was a little rough out there. And I noticed, I came back with my wife in the afternoon, and a lot of the easy ups had taken their tops off. They said they had the frames up, but they took the cloth down, so... Yeah, we get a little bit of wind here once in a while.
Yeah, you can never really predict it.
But about this time of year is when it starts. What else you got there?
The next event that I want to talk about is our Veterans Day Parade. And the biggest thing to note is that if you want to have a float in our Veterans Day Parade, the deadline to submit your application is tomorrow at 5 p.m. Right, so you can find that application, right? It's like a little one-page little thing. It's not complicated. It's not hard, right? We make it very easy to participate in this event because we love this event and we want people to participate. So you just fill out the little application, submit it, and that's pretty much it. You're good to go.
No cost.
Is there a cost? I don't think there is.
Nope.
Right, so yeah, it's free.
You just have to be nice to Debbie Hendren.
Debbie works really hard to put this on. And so it's the 14th annual Paul Walsh Veterans Day Parade, presented by the 1st Marine Division Association, honoring all those who served. There will be trophies awarded for the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place most patriotic floats. Parade float entry deadline is tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Okay.
The parade itself will be on Saturday, November 5th. That's my son's birthday. Saturday, November 5th at 10 a.m.
Yeah. How old will your son be?
He will be turning 10.
10? He's calculating, folks.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. He will be turning 9.
9.
Bad.
You should have known that right off the top of your head, Daddy.
Are you kidding? They grow so fast.
I know.
They grow so fast.
Yep. So will he be in the parade for his birthday?
He will be with me as I do
cover the parade.
And then we'll have our own celebration after that. But we gotta get the work done.
Yeah. Yep. So and the parade starts at 10 on Miracle Mile.
Yes, on Miracle Mile, head south. Ends just before Mojave Drive. Do we have the exact street? Because I can't remember the names. Marble Canyon Drive.
Marble Canyon, where Scooters is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it ends.
So it's a Miracle Mile. It's about a mile.
Yeah.
And, if you haven't been to this parade, this will be a great year to go. If you go every year and you were thinking about not going, you really should go this year. It's going to be awesome. I have info right here on our, what do you call it? What's it called?
Agenda?
No. Individual.
Script?
Your parade.
A little history on Paul Walsh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But what's the title, right? What's the...
Bio?
Well, no. For your master, so for the equivalent of the Boom Master.
Correct. Oh, he was the Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal. That's right. The word. I was like, what is this? Right. Kenneth Cruz, U.S. Army, SFC, retired. He's a Purple Heart with 3 oak leaf clusters. He's a Grand Marshal of this parade. And this guy, if you read his bio, it's really amazing, right? So, enlisted in the Army in January of 1961, and is originally from Globe, Arizona. He attended basic training at Fort Ord, California, and advanced individual training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Upon completion of his training, he was awarded the Military Occupational Specialty 12B Combat Engineer, and was also awarded 11B Infantryman. Assignments and duty positions included bridge specialists at Fort Lewis, Washington, and Korea, as an infantryman with 4th ID at Fort Hood, Texas, where he deployed to Vietnam for his first tour and returned with 23rd ID for his second tour. He was reassigned to Fort Benning, Georgia, with 3rd Ranger Co. Is that a rank, Co?
I don't know.
3rd Ranger Co then returned to Vietnam for his third tour. Right, I think that's 3rd Ranger Colonel?
Possibly, maybe? Yeah.
Right. So he returned to Vietnam for his third tour with 317th Air Cavalry upon instructor with 2nd Air Battalion Survival Evasion as Resistance and Escape School, the NCO Academy, and his final assignment with the 7th ID as the 1st Sergeant.
Wow.
Like this, and it just goes on, right? This guy's really impressive. And
he'll be very appropriate as the Grand Marshal.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with Mackenzie some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. This is Africa from 83. Yeah.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Mountain View Homes, established in 1987 in Fort Mojave, Arizona. Glenn builds custom homes, track homes, on your lot, or he can assist you in finding a lot. Mountain View Homes is your one stop. Glenn has over 100 plans for you to look at, or meet with his draftsmen and design your dream home. Glenn has a model home available for you to see his quality workmanship. Call today. Sitting down and talking is free. 928-768-7253. 928-768-7253.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. And coming up after this program is Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with your host, Paul Lavoie. And Timothy will be there from the Goldwater Institute to kick off the first half hour. Second half hour, Mick Hall will be there from the Wellness Center at the London Bridge Resort. So check that out after the top of the hour. And then, you know, Sean Hannity's desk behind our microphones. And I never know what he's doing. He doesn't tell me. He keeps it a secret. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, celebrating breast cancer awareness with pink tea this Saturday from 11 o'clock until 1 at the Warm Sea Bistro. You can wear pink and then have some tea and crumpets. And you're going to hear a little presentation from Dr. Kitty in regards to breast cancer awareness and care. So that happens this Saturday. You're also going to go home with some girly gifts. I don't think there are many guys will be there. Questions? Call Warm Sea at 928-763-CARE. 928-763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions. The summer temperatures are getting, you know, a little bit cooler. We're supposed to be back up to the 80s next week. So will your swamper or your AC continue to work for you? Good question, right? In Bullhead City and Needles, everyone calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them come out and make sure your comfort tools are going to keep you comfortable. And then they can come back in a couple months and, you know, check out your heater and your furnace, heat pumps. But if you need help right now with your thermostat, your AC, or your swamp cooler, call 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Relax and rejuvenation awaits you at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Indulge yourself with a massage, a facial, a full body treatment, I don't know what that is, or pedicure. Yeah, fall special packages are available, and there's a couple suite too. Husband and wife want to go and get all that done, taken together. Yeah, the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Book your appointment today at LaughlinRanch.com. All right, back in the studio with Mackenzie, a public information officer for the city of Bullhead City. Only the third PIO, I believe.
I haven't kept track. I just know that I'm the first since the last one.
Which was, and there was a long gap in between. Steve Johnson was the last one, and he left and moved to Texas. And then we didn't have one for a long time. Toby was wearing multiple hats, and Claire. When Claire was his executive secretary, she did a lot of press releases. Yep. But now, Mackenzie does it all.
I don't know about all, but, you know, I've got to keep all the fires burning.
And there you go. You're getting there.
Yeah.
So, what else do you have?
We were just talking about the beautiful sunset at the walk away from drugs, and right, this is the time of year for like the best sunsets.
Oh yeah.
So the Recreation Department Recreation Division has a sunset event planned, right?
Oh.
So no fee, no registration, no sign up, no anything. It's just a get together at, it's a Rotary, right? I'm gonna make sure this is a Rotary. Rotary Park, Don Sullivan, under the large Ramada number 3, 2315 Balboa Drive. Right, so Tuesday, November 8th, 2022, get your camera, show up at the park with a crowd of wonderful people, and watch, you know, another beautiful Bullhead City sunset. So just a really short, simple, sweet event, you know, a community gathering, because we really do have great sunsets.
We do.
And
I got a great sunrise the other day, because I live up to where I can get a pretty good picture of it, and I'll find it for you real quick, and I'll send it to you, because it was fabulous. You know, it all depends upon the clouds. You know, if you get some good clouds, sometimes you can really get a great picture. And
you're posting those all the time, Larry. I love those photos.
I know. Like, I do too. Well, I'm not seeing it right now, but I'll find it and I'll send it to you. I love our sunsets. They're
right.
They can be so colorful. And my son's grandmother is 94, and she comments on them every time. Oh, it's the Lord's artwork, you know. And so I text them to her, and she gets all excited. Oh, thinking. She lives in Long Beach where you haven't seen the sun in 14 years, you know. It's a little too smoggy down there.
Yeah, I mean, we're blessed here. I mean, that's part of the tourist draw to our community that brings people here is, you know, not everywhere gets these kind of sunsets, and we're blessed to see them
all the year round. Yeah, you know? All the time. And even the sun rises, if you watch, and there's some clouds over there in the east, you can see that sun come up, and all of a sudden the light hits the clouds, and it's just fabulous. Okay, so what? So that's a freebie. Is someone going to judge the pictures, or what are they going to do?
No, I don't think there's anything. There's no complications beyond, you know, show up and enjoy, right? The pictures are for your own enjoyment.
All right. So what else do you have that's coming up around the bend?
All right, so tomorrow, right, so this one's already full, right, but it's a cool event we can talk about a little bit, is the Pumpkin Spice Lime. So at the Recreation Division, they're inviting people in, and they've got all the supplies ready, thanks to Walmart. Thank you so much to Walmart. Come in, and we're going to make slime, right? It's that simple. Come in, we'll make slime together. It's pumpkin spice slime for fall theme.
Okay.
So I believe there's some smell added to that and some coloring, et cetera. But,
cool.
You know, just slime making with a little bit of a twist.
Something that you think Claire's kids have wanted to do at home, and so now she's turned it into a city project.
Claire's kids and really just everyone else's kids, too. I mean, kids
love
that kind of thing.
I can remember my granddaughter was into slime, you know, and she would walk through the store and she'd want to, can we buy some Elmer's glue? You know, no. I know what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
So that's fun for kids to do.
Yeah, that's a big thing that the Rec Division is working on right now is, you know, these little events all the time, you know, a couple a month. That's just something that's family friendly. You just, you know, show up, have a good time, and then you go home and you do something else.
And then in December they do their big events at the Anderson Fieldhouse that are all free to try to get people to experience the Fieldhouse. And I'm sure that Claire and Dave Heath and Ed Tofamo are working on that right now.
Yeah, they're working really hard on finalizing the plans for the December month of fun, right? And so the schedule for that is not set, confirmed,
not
ready,
yet.
But they're working on it.
All right. Let's take another break, half past the hour, and then some. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Crystal Anderson in from the Chambers Realty and Maria Flores, who's a candidate for the Colorado River Union High School District, will be here. So check that out. We'll see you. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Aloha! Hi, this is Debbie Pennington with River Cities United Way. We are getting closer to our annual Aloha the Luau. Get your tickets today for this November 12th fundraiser. You can purchase online at havasuluau.com or you can call us directly at River Cities United Way. Authentic Hawaiian food and fire dancers will be featured on the beaches of the Nautical Beachfront Resort. United we win. Join us at the Aloha the Luau November 12th to support housing and food insecurity. For more information and tickets, go to havasuluau.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Mojave Mortgage. Yes, do you need some money? Well, write down the phone number for Mojave Mortgage, 288-2691. You want a vacation home, you want to add a pool, you want to add a room, or just maybe, you know, fix up the house and do some things different. Oh, well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You go into his office, you sit down at his big desk. It's, you know, I don't know, 60 feet long. It's huge. Yeah. And you sit down and you start filling out a couple of pieces of paper for the loan. You look up and he's gone. Where'd he go? There's no doors or windows behind him. Well, his chair is a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault. Yeah. And in the vault, which is the size of the Pentagon underground, has all the shelves with money on it. So he gets whatever you need, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it up and hands it to you. That's how easy it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call them up, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. If you know somebody who needs an alarm system, a pool, or pest solutions, have them call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Are you interested in entering the world of healthcare? Well, you can do it at Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They will hire you, train you with the MCC certificate to become a certified nursing assistant. Yes, all while you're getting a check. Can't beat that, can you? Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services or someone who wants to become a certified nursing assistant, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. We're back with McKenzie in the studio, public information officer for the city of Bullhead City. And you got other things coming up in the city.
Yeah, so one more event to talk about, and this one is next Friday, November 4th, right? And this one, registration is still open for, right? So this is Thanksgiving cupcakes. So the idea is come in, we'll teach you how to make and decorate, you know, these kind of like turkey cupcakes. I got this picture of what it kind of looks like. Right? They're just adorable. So our rec staff will kind of, you'll start from scratch. You'll bake the cupcakes and then you'll start decorating them. So you can register for that one. You go to like bullheadcity.com, and you find the special events. There's a tab under there with information about the event. So you can register.
So Dave Heath got back into recreation at the right time. He can make cupcakes next Friday.
If that's what he wants to do. Dave is a very busy guy. I don't know that he personally would be involved
part. I got to give him a little bad time. So yeah. I can see Claire really getting involved with that.
Oh, absolutely. Like these events right now, because there's only one rec supervisor, we're working on getting another one. But right, all of the little events right now, it's all Claire right now.
Yeah. Well, and that's to me, that's her type of event, you know, because she's got young kids at home. Mm-hmm. So making cupcakes and putting a turkey theme on them is fabulous. So now where do they go to get involved in that?
So the event is at the rec division office.
Okay.
All right, so that is...
Which is right behind the senior campus.
Yes.
Right.
So right on
the
train. But you register online, and you go to the website, and, you know, special events. There will be information. So then it'll link you to our rec desk, right, which is kind of separate from our website, but it's for all of our recreation events. So right. If you want to sign up for swimming lessons, that's where you sign up for them.
Okay.
And other events, right? We're moving everything to that.
Come summertime. Come summertime, you can sign up for swimming lessons.
Yeah.
Not right now. A little chilly.
Well, I mean, the pool is heated year round. Yeah, we get seniors during senior games jump in that pool in January and they swim 2 miles. You know, the water itself is great. It's just getting out after.
Yes, you need a trench coat. I have a member of my Kiwanis Club who swims almost daily down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good exercise, and that's what he likes. And so he was really thrilled when they added the heater.
the pool's still active right now. I don't think we're doing swim lessons right now, but we are still doing aerobics, and the swim team is doing their stuff every day. Open swim is still on Saturdays.
Barracudas, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is coached by Ed Catafamo from the Anderson Fieldhouse.
Yeah, I believe the Mojave High School swim team's also doing their stuff, and I believe Ed's also their coach.
So. Probably, yeah. So what about our street maintenance? Do you have a schedule of what they're going to be doing? Because I know that Angie Johnson was in here last week, and that's a major priority for keeping our streets up to par.
Absolutely. So street maintenance is an ongoing year-round, well, it is year-round project, but like so the major parts are the slurry program and the crack sealing program. They take a hiatus during the summer because it's too hot for the materials to get the chemical bonds needed to be able to set and provide that structure. So we have to take a break during the summer, but we've started again for the fall, and we're going to continue through the winter, through the spring, until it gets too hot again, and we're just going to keep going. Right? That's all part of the City Street Maintenance Program, and you can find a whole bunch of information on that by just going bullheadcity.com/CSMP. Right, CSMP for City Street Maintenance Program.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the weekly list of the streets that we slurry is always going to be on that website. Information about the slurry program and how it works is going to be on that website. But I have in front of me the list of streets that we're going to be slurrying next week. So it looks like we're working in the Punta de Vista, you know, off of Pegasus Ranch neighborhood next week. We got La Puerta Road from La Mesa Road to Puerta Court, Puerta Court from Puerta Road to the end of pavement. So that's Monday, October 31st. Tuesday, it's going to be La Puerta Road from Puerta Court to Mercer Road, San Pedro Road from La Puerta Road to the end of pavement, San Jose Road, La Puerta Road to the end of pavement, San Felipe Road from La Puerta Road to the end of pavement. So that's Tuesday. Wednesday, San Felipe Road from Yucca to La Puerta, San Saba Place from Mercer to Yucca. Thursday, La Mesa Road heading west from La Puerta Road to the end of pavement, La Puerta Road southbound from Grand Road to La Mesa Road, San Jose Road from La Puerta to San Felipe, San Jose Circle from San Jose Road to the end of pavement, San Jose Road from Yucca to San Felipe, and Yucca Street from San Rose Place. So that list, right, so if you heard the name of your street, right, I encourage you to check out the website because you'll get more information there. Right, we're always encouraging people to go to the website to learn what the slurry is, how it works. But I also, we've actually been doing this now. We've slurried pretty much 100% of the streets since we started the program. So this isn't new, or it shouldn't be new for anyone at this point, unless they're new to the community. This will be your second rodeo, so to speak, right? So hopefully the community is starting to catch on what's needed, right? So just don't drive on the slurry while it's wet,
right?
If you can move your car
to the
before
end of the street,
start,
yeah. Yep. Well, I think they come around and put up notices, don't they?
So right now they're putting out door hangers for next week's slurry streets, right? So it's got all the information that you need to know on that door hanger, right? We'll put it on every door on your street. They put up signs at the ends of the streets that put the dates, like, we're going to be slurring this road on this date.
Right.
They start early in the morning, and they're done, you know, typically, like, by noon, right?
Okay.
And you're so if your car's out of the way by morning, the street will be pretty much ready to drive on by the time you're done from work if you're working, like, a standard work day.
Yeah. Okay. Good deal.
Right. And so, I mean, our slurry program has been very successful in preserving and improving the streets, right? So it's a cost-effective way of adding structure to the roadway, right? So a lot of people are like, well, we just need to repave it.
Right. No, you don't.
And in a lot of cases, like, yeah, we kind of agree with you that, you know, new asphalt would be the better approach, but new asphalt is extremely expensive compared to the cost of slurry. Where we do add, I mean, some people are like, oh, it's just tar. And like, no, it's tar. it's oil and aggregate.
Yeah.
It is building structure. It fills cracks. It strengthens the road.
And it prolongs the life of your existing road.
Yeah, five to 7 years.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, our pavement preservation manager I was talking to him about this, and he's like, you know, you can double the life of a road. If a road was expected to live 20 years and you have consistent maintenance, right, you continue to slurry like we are, you know, on a regular basis every couple of years, you can take that 20-year lifespan of that road and you can turn it to 40 years before it needs to be replaced.
Okay. And the reason for that is cost. You know, it's a lot cheaper to slurry than it is to tear it up and put down a new road.
I mean, cost is the primary factor, right? We're trying to be as efficient with our taxpayer dollars as possible and still provide the quality service that our residents deserve.
I agree. Excellent. What else do you have?
Well, so we got the list of the streets that are being slurried. You know, so ahead of the slurry schedule, we also crack seal the roads. We crack seal the roads before the slurry. So
right.
A week before slurry, so those roads, they were crack sealed like this week and
okay.
last week or you know the week before, and we do that because the slurry will, if the crack is significant, the slurry will sink into the crack and then it will reflect,
right.
and you'll see that crack later and you'll be like, well, you didn't do anything,
you just fixed it and it's cracking already.
Yeah, so crack sealing happens ahead of, you know, on a schedule ahead of that. So right now, the crack seal teams are working in a Royal Vista States neighborhood along Shadow Canyon Drive. They'll be completed early next week. So that's a lot less worrisome for the people who are in the area.
Right.
You can drive on tar that's been crack sealed like 10 minutes after it's been laid.
Right.
As long as you're not driving like right
on
behind the crew.
Yeah.
There's no concern there. It's just, we're going to be in your neighborhood.
And it's amazing. Like, I was at work and they crack sealed my neighborhood. I drove home and I went, how come all those lines are shiny in my neighborhood? You know, and my wife said, oh, they were by earlier crack sealing. Well, she didn't tell me crack sealing, but they were out there earlier spraying stuff in the holes. You know?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that's crack sealing. So, after you get it done, it kind of makes your road shine.
Yep. And so, and they're quick, you know, like you didn't know it was there and then all of a sudden it was there, right? They're
exactly.
in and out. And if you didn't know, you didn't know.
Right.
But that, so, right. So this is all part of like a big plan that Angie's got going, that the roads crew's doing. So, right. They're crack sealing there. Street sweeping happens before crack sealing.
Right?
this is right. So it's like street sweeping 1 week, crack seal the next week, slurry the next week. Like this is all like a big planned machine that operates
right.
between our roads, pavements, crews.
Wow.
So we're street sweeping.
I was amazed when a minute ago when you said you have a preservation. What do you call
pavement
that guy?
Pavement preservation manager,
pavement
David Witzel.
Preservation manager.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a mouthful. His business cards are going to be an 8.5 by 11.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our last break. It's about 10 till. Paula Boyce coming up after the news at the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Stick around. And no, it's not Monday.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
When you need an electrician, you want experience. You want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Over 450 local businesses in Mojave Electric service territory can now subscribe to TWN's fast, reliable fiber internet with unlimited data and digital phone services. Whether you need a 50 meg small business connection or 100 gigs of transport connectivity to multiple locations, TWN has a solution for you. To find out if your business is fiber ready, call 866-215-5333, option 2.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Don't forget, 10 o'clock until 2 today. You can go by the offices on Hancock Road and maybe win a prize, have a couple cookies, you know. Just stop by and say hi to the people there. MEC and TWN are partnering to bring you fast, reliable internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service. That's right. How do you find out where they are in our community? Because I know they're going up into Laughlin Ranch right now and up into Desert Foothills. But when do they come to your neck of the woods? Well, if you pre-register, they will email you and tell you when they're coming. Go to twncom.com/Mojave. You can also call 888-227-2095. You can also call MEC at 928-763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters, along with debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, where it's burger, fries, and pie time. Yes, five different burgers for you to choose from. Then you add cheese, you add bacon, you already got fries with it, and then you pick your favorite slice of pie afterwards. I'm supposed to be having lunch there Friday with Jackie Jensen, yeah. If you like burgers, head to Perkins, and plus they have 100 different Coca-Cola products. How cool is that? And don't forget, Friday is Fish Friday. All the fish you can eat. Walker Service Electric, Walker Electrician Service, Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City, and all the areas in between. Their electricians can handle homes, apartments, condominiums, and mobile homes, and businesses of any size. Plus new construction like Fire Station 2 and Jimmy John's, and Highline Power like an RV park. If you need an electrician, think Walker Service Electric. Put their phone number in your cell phone so you have it. You know, they're available 24/7 if you have an emergency on the weekends. 928-718-9444. We got about 3 minutes left here with McKenzie, the PI over at Bullhead City. And you were gonna talk about sewer maintenance.
Sewer maintenance. That's you know, this is not a topic that we typically talk about, and it's something that we feel like we kind of need to start talking about more. So let the public know that, you know, when you flush, there's a whole thing that happens. You know, a whole system, miles and miles of pipe that needs to be maintained.
You've been educated about this?
Oh, yes. Every week, Marty Blatt, our operations, head of operations for Bullhead City Utilities, I can't remember her specific title,
right.
But PhD, right, super intelligent woman, is coming into my office and telling me more and more and more about the chemical processes and the systems and how all this works. And it's really fascinating if you get her to start talking about this stuff. Like, it's amazing.
I've had Mark Clark in here talking about it, but I haven't had her in. So McKenzie, set that up.
All right, we can figure something out.
Sure, we'll get her in here.
But next week, really what the public needs to know right now is that, like, if you see a truck and some pipes sticking into the ground and it looks like they're doing some pumping or whatever, right? So next week on the streets of Desert Nights Lane, Bella Luna Drive, Bella Casa Lane, La Costa Drive, Bella Serra Drive, Desert Vista Drive, right? So what they're doing is they're putting basically a pressure hose up to the sewer system and pressure washing the inside of the pipes.
I wonder what that was, because I've seen that great big truck, and it's got a pipe that goes off over the front of it. Mm-hmm. And you go, like, what is that truck doing? And it's got a Bullhead City logo on it, so I know it's part of our city, but I never knew what it did.
Yeah, so they're cleaning the sewer lines. That's a maintenance project that's ongoing, and we have to do it to keep the lines ready.
Okay.
And while we're talking about cleaning the sewer lines, can I just say, please don't flush wipes. They are not flushable. The only things that go down the drain are, you know, human waste, right, and water, right, and toilet paper.
Right.
Those are the only things that you can flush. We spend a lot of money cleaning up and repairing pumps because things have been flushed that weren't meant to be flushed.
Oh.
It contributes to the smell. If you're flushing your kitchen grease in particular, right, your turkey grease, your whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So this is important to talk about for the holiday season coming up, right? The things that you cook, if it's going down the drain, it's contributing to the smell problems.
Yeah.
And it's not something that we want, so we kind of encourage everyone.
See, I never thought of that.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So if you see that big truck around, know that they're pressurizing, clean your lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I've seen it. And how do people get in touch with you if they have questions?
If they want to reach out to me, it's my email is usually the best place. So that's mcovert, mcovert, at bullheadcityaz.gov. In my office, you can call City Hall and ask to be directed to the public information officer. Or it's 928-763-0182 is my direct line.
Okay. McKenzie, thank you so much for coming in today. Great information.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paul Lavoie's up next after the top of the hour with Timothy from the Goldwater Institute and Mick Hall from the Wellness Center at the London Bridge Resort. Stick around for that. We're back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.